Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles made another move over the weekend, so I guess that's four. They traded for Andrew Kittredge back. They signed Leody Taveras. They traded for Taylor Ward. And then over the weekend, they signed Ryan Helsley to a free agent deal. 2 years, $28 million opt-out after year one. Now, Helsley in 2024 led the majors in saves with 49, was a top 10 Cy Young candidate in the National League. Last year, especially with the Mets, he was bad.
Well, he wasn't great with St. Louis either. I mean, I like that, you know. They whisper some things in people's ears, and then it just starts coming out like, oh, well, you know, he was amazing in St. Louis. Well, I don't know. 41 strikeouts in 36 innings. First of all, he pitched 36 innings through the trade deadline. It's clear they were just on a bad team, putting him in positions to succeed because they were going to trade him. He's been on the trade block forever. But, I mean, 36 hits and 14 walks in 36 innings as a closer doesn't strike me as great. A 355 FIP as a closer doesn't strike me as great, and there are some things about him that give me major pause. Primarily, he's a two-pitch pitcher, and one of those pitches sucks. His fastball sucks, and it doesn't suck because, oh, well, if he adds some velo to it, it could be better. No, it's already in the 99th percentile in velo. The problem is it's straight as an arrow, and everybody smashes it. How much do they smash it? Well, he threw 445 fastballs last year. The league batted 422 off it and slugged 667. He got 18 strikeouts all year on the fastball. His walk rate, 10%, bottom 19 in Major League Baseball. And he's only in the 69th percentile in K rate. So what has soared for him is a ground ball rate. Well, we've seen them try to do this before with ground ball closers. It doesn't work out real well, especially when your infield defense is below par. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but then again, it does because he's an older guy who they can rent for 1 year, which is all they really want to do is rent people for 1 year and see what it looks like. A 42% hard hit rate gives me major pause. And you want to look at key metrics for a closer, and this guy became a closer in 2022. It's the worst hard hit rate he's had since he's been closing games. 91 mile an hour exit velo on average, lowest of his career and one of the worst in Major League Baseball. Lowest K rate and highest walk rate. I mean, other than that, it's a great, I think it's an unmitigated, sure to be great signing. And how have they done evaluating relievers? Oh, these are the same guys who picked Cino Perez over Danny Colon. Yeah.
Now, I just want to point out that in 24, he had 79 strikeouts in 66 innings. So that was over a strikeout in an inning.
They're basically hoping that last year was an aberration.
He's not an elite strikeout guy.
And I was begging for them to trade for him a year ago. Stuff. So, like, I'm hoping for a bounce back. I don't love the move. I like the move.
Bottom 7% in the league in exit velocity.
They're banking on the fact that they can get him somewhat close to 24 when he led MLB in saves with 49 saves. And it's four straight years in which he's averaged over 10 strikeouts per nine innings. But he told The Athletic after the season that he was tipping pitches when he was with the Mets, and that's why that he ended up getting hammered. But it is damning. You mentioned when you're a two-pitch pitcher and one of them is getting hit 420.
Everybody's Ted Williams. No, they're better than Ted because Ted Williams only batted 407. He didn't bat 425.
That was the highest batting average off any pitch last year by 43 points. That was thrown at least 400 times.
It's kind of nuts. Like, if they had a history of fixing people, no, they break people. They break closers.
Yeah.
They broke Batista. Kimbrel was broken when they signed him. Like, they refused to just use Tyler Wells in the role that he's, because they always know best. Well, I'm telling you, there's major red flags for me with this signing. They don't fix people, they break them. So, I mean, and again, have the Cardinals been good lately? No.
No.
But, of course, does the guy have roots to a team that this guy, I mean, it's checking a box, man. It's checking a box. Here's what I also know. When he started pitching with real expectations for the first time in years, he almost cussed. He crapped the bed in New York. Like, and you can tell me people do. It's usually the Yankees and not the Mets. But when he got himself into a pennant race, and they're telling you that they're going to compete this year, it was abject failure. I mean, it was an ERA north of 7. So when he went from bad team, they're propping you up to trade you, they're using you in optimal situations, and if you blow a game, who cares? Because the team's not going anywhere. They haven't gone anywhere for a couple years. They're finally going to get rid of the GM and restock the deck. And then it gets real for him, and he's a complete disaster. For a team that is pretty much colored by, once stuff started getting real, everybody came up small, for this to be their signature bullpen signing gives me a little pause.
To his point, the Cardinals went to the postseason his first 2 years in the league and hadn't been back since.
Yeah, this is age 26 season.
Yeah, so like it's been a minute.
He became the closer in 22. And again, look at his numbers this last year. St. Louis and New York versus his other seasons as a closer. Nothing's really trending in a great direction.
I will agree that the organization doesn't give me a lot of optimism. But again, I was the schmuck that's saying they should have traded for him a year ago. So, like, I think they're looking for a bounce back. As far as the salary, it's Tyler O'Neill all over again. You want him to opt out.
Oh, he better opt out.
Because if he doesn't opt out, he's had a dreadful season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I do find it interesting, and whether or not they end up being right moves at all. We're not used to Elias making moves at all this early in the offseason.
They're the most active team in baseball.
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
He's got a lot of holes to fill.
Oh, he's got a ton of holes.
He still doesn't have a center fielder.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's not a priority. Pitching.
But he's clearly trying to get out, whether these moves end up panning out or not, but before the winter meetings.
But there's no conviction in any of these.
Hey, it's more
1 year rentals.
They brought in two arms.
They do.
And I still don't trust the bullpen as a whole.
No, you still need to make more moves.
Yeah, like this bullpen needed to be completely redone.
Things are a little different in the AL East. Like I said, I would have rather seen them do something. Okay, go get a power lefty and make him a closer. You know, go get your version of an AJ Puck, or go get a Puck, or go sign a Dustin May and say, dude, you're a sprinter now, not a marathoner. Mm-hmm. Like, someone who's got elite stuff that I can at least say, all right, I'm going to buy that. Like, a two-pitch guy, and the fastball is the most hittable pitch in Major League Baseball, and you're telling me these mooks are going to fix him. Mook. And he's going to, and a guy who couldn't cut it with the Mets last year when it was all falling apart is going to be one of the go-to guys.
Maybe
and
stand-up small market,
guys
Jason.
And elite veterans on this team when he fell apart in a pennant race last year. All right.
Maybe small market will do him good. He didn't like pitching in New York.
Here's the problem. He's pitching against big market lineups.
He is.
Guess what? This ain't St. Louis and that wee little division there where, okay, the Cubs started hitting the ball this year, but most of the time he was there, Cubs didn't hit the ball. They didn't even hit the ball at Wrigley Field. Yeah. And Milwaukee is a little engine that could.
Yeah.
And the Pirates haven't hit the ball in forever.
No.
Right? So that's who he was playing with.
Yeah.
Now you got... What, Cincinnati. 16 with the Yankees and 16 with the Blue Jays. And
he was facing like Jay Bruce.
He did
Bruce
have to pitch in that bandbox. Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah. Now you got welcome to right field at Camden Yards. Hey. Welcome to right field at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, welcome to left field.
Welcome
in Boston.
To Pesky Pole.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So that's move number four for the Baltimore Orioles. Ryan Helsley, a 2-year, $28 million deal with an opt-out after year one. Coming up next, let's get some Terps in here. By the way, Jonas Schaefer is going to join us at 4 o'clock, get his thoughts on what Harps had to say earlier today, what he saw Thursday night, maybe what he's expecting to see on Sunday with the Ravens. But the Terps football season ended with a thud, even though Malik Washington did his part. Maryland. 8 losses in a row to end the season. Maybe touch on the basketball team as well. Some Terps next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.